12 ordinary, uneducated men, Jewish men. That's who the Lord chose as his closest collaborators during his 3 years of public ministry throughout Israel. 12 ordinary, uneducated men. One of those men went by the name of Bartholomew in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The Gospel of John referred to him as Nathanael, same person. This morning's Gospel, we heard about this first encounter that Jesus had with Nathanael, with Bartholomew, in which they had this intimate exchange between the two of them. Those 12 ordinary, uneducated men, Bartholomew being one of them, eventually left the Lord. They left him, except one. They abandoned him. They fled. They were scared. They left. But eventually, they were convinced that their new task was now to bring the gospel to the whole world, to bring it to all the nations. What was it that brought these 12 ordinary, uneducated men from a place of being with the Lord to then fleeing him, to then bringing him to the world? It was because of the resurrection, and because in those days after the resurrection, they experienced him. Who in their right mind would go and give up their life for some man who was dead? It's further proof of the resurrection that these 12 men were willing to risk their lives for the sake of their Lord. Bartholomew was one of them. They knew the Lord. But what's really incredible and really beautiful, the Lord knew them. Jesus knew his apostles. Jesus knew Bartholomew. Jesus knew him. In today's gospel, we heard Nathanael say, "Lord, how did you know me?" And Jesus basically says, "How don't I know you? I've always known you." The same is true in our lives, right? The Lord knows us. He knows our strengths. He knows our weaknesses. He knows where we struggle. He knows where we have little hope. He knows all those places. And the fact that he knows changes everything. May we have great trust that no matter who else knows, the Lord knows. He knows us intimately and personally and in a way that's hard to imagine. May that be enough for us today.